He woke you up this morning, and he started you on your way. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? This is Dr. P.K. Roberts here.
Good morning, Dr. P.K. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call.
Thank you.
Praise and love, 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 and we appreciate you. That is one of our co-founders. So we are, see favor right there. Amen. Well, right now I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning, and I'm going to turn it over to Minister Tammy. Are you there? Good morning. Well, this is Benita, and you have tuned in to the Master's Call. This is where we welcome you. This is the TMC Master's Call, and the TMC Call was started October 25th, 2010, and the co-founders are, you just heard, our artist ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two awesome women of God founded the Master's Call back October 25th, and the seed was planted there, and they have been planting seeds in each and every one of us. So we just love and appreciate them as they feed into us, and we are able to feed into you. The mission statement that we stand on is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The scripture is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We start our morning with the Master's Call. It's 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. Eastern, depending where you are geographically, mountain or central, those times would be appropriate for you. We have an email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Excuse me, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. There you can send in your prayer requests or your praise reports or even an email saying that you want to become a member of the Master's Call. Become a prayer intercessor. We also have a website, and it's www.themastersmorningcall@wordpress.com. Again, it's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. There you will find archived all of our previous messages there 24/7. You can go and find a message for you. It's available at any time. Feed yourself. Nourish yourself. Artists International is the thread. I spoke about that earlier, is the thread that brought many of us together here on the call. And that was founded by the Desdillion family. The Desdillion family created artists, and we are a Christian-based company, debt-free, and it's a health and wellness company. As I told you earlier, we always start our morning off in prayer. And to that, I'm going to ask LaShawn, are you there to open us up in prayer this morning? Minister LaShawn. Okay, I will open us up in prayer. Let's go to the Father in prayer.
Good morning, Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, my sister.
No problem. The devil tried to interfere in lots of conference calls, but we know we have a greater God, and we know we have a mighty God, and we know that no matter what, devil, you're trespassing, and you must bow down. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I'm telling you, Father God, we thank you. We thank you and trust in you. We know that there are no mistakes. We know that you have a vision for us. We thank you, Father. We thank you so much for waking us up this morning and having use of our limbs, use of our sight, use of our smell, our touch, our hearing, and our taste. Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us another chance to be a blessing unto others. We thank you for giving us another chance to be a minister in the marketplace. We thank you for giving us another chance to forgive others the way that you forgive us. Father, Lord God, we come to you humbly. We come to you boldly to your throne. And we are saying and commanding the airwaves that they will all be unhindered. We are trusting, touching, and agreeing that this line will continue to run without incident. Static must bow down. Disconnections must bow down in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, fill the speaker up with you. Decrease her and increase you. Father, we just thank you so much for all you have done and continue to do for us. All these things we ask in your mighty, mighty name, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, my sister. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, as I said, we come here on the Master's Call to hear a word every morning, and we are here this morning to bring you another word on this Favor Friday. Praise God. The woman that I'm going to bring forward, and I don't want to take in up any more time, and I want to make sure we get this message in and all of it, is such an awesome sister of God. She loves to pray, and she has been heating us up with how to pray and how to insert words and what to do, and it has been such a treat to hear her every time she comes to the line. She's a mother, a sister, a mentor, very active in her church. She wears so many caps, and I'm going to tell you, she's the one that you're going to send that email to and say, raise your hand and say, step up, and okay. Hey, I'm going to become a team member on the TMC call. So without further ado, I'm not going to take up any more time because I, too, want to hear what she's got for us today. I'm going to encourage you to pull out your pens. Pen, you know I said pen. You don't want a pencil. Pen and piece of paper, a pad, and take these notes down so that you can refer back to them again. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you. God bless you, sis. Praise God. Favor Friday. You are doing an awesome, awesome job. God is in charge. Good morning, family, and I am so glad to be part of your family. And I want to thank you, Minister Benita, for all that you've done. Thank you, Dr. PK. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, my Lord and my Savior. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be, but he is so good to each and every single one of us. And I'm going to continue with, remember, we've been talking about prayer and how important prayer is and what I've been studying and just putting into practice, because God doesn't show me or teach me anything before I speak it to somebody else. We're going to learn and continue about his character, his covenant names, and we're going to see that in Psalms 23. And you can pray those names and believe exactly what he says about his name and who he is. And the scripture reference is found in John 10, and we're talking about the Good Shepherd. And remember, he's the Good Shepherd. It's one of his names. And when you have a Good Shepherd who's watching over sheep, he cares about you. Sheep are completely dependent on that shepherd. Sheep, they look for him for provision, for guidance, for protection, for direction. And he said that he's our good shepherd, and we know his voice and the voice of a stranger. We will not, in the name of Jesus, follow. And we thank him for that. And I want to just continue, and I want to read verse 11 to you. Now, we're just using, and God is so good because he always gives us examples. And sheep, we're not frightened. They're not passive. They may not know a lot of things, but that's okay. He can use that correlation because I'm not frightened. I'm not passive. I don't know everything, but I'm obedient to my God, and I know that he's going to lead me, he's going to guide me, he's going to protect me because I believe his word, and I stand on his word, and I know that's what you do also. So when we let him guide us, we can be content knowing that everything is going to work out for his good, for us. And it says in verse 11, John chapter 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. That's us. And think about when you have, you could just picture a shepherd. He's on the field or the pastures, and he has all his sheep. And sometimes they're a hired help. So verse 12 says, there's a hired hand who's not the shepherd. He doesn't own the sheep, but he works there. So when he sees a wolf or something coming against the sheep, you know what he does? That hired hand, he abandons ship. He runs away. And then the wolf attacks all of the flock, and then they scatter. And why did the hired hand run away? He ran away because he didn't own the sheep. He didn't want to get attacked by the wolf. He was like, look, I am out of here. Sometimes that happens with our friends. Sometimes that happens with our family members. But that will never happen with God because he's the good shepherd, and he laid down his life for you. He laid down his life so much that he said, I am going to protect you. And that's what Jesus is telling us, that he is our good shepherd, and we are his sheep. So I'm going to ask you this question before we continue with his covenant names. What wolves are trying to attack you today? What wolves are you facing in your life today? Could it be an abusive spouse? Could it be drug abuse? What about sexual temptation? Are you broke? What about a gambling addiction? Is there some kind of depression? Is there some kind of healing that needs to take place? Are you in financial ruin? Are you selfish? Are you arrogant? Do you have pride? Well, you know what? All of these, they are not from God. They are straight from hell. And God does not want us to be attacked by any of these. And when we put him in charge of our lives, all of these things, they have to bow. They have to go. They have to be removed from us in the mighty name of Jesus. So in Psalm 23, the Lord being our good shepherd, and he says that in verse 1, and that name, remember, it was Jehovah Rohi, R-O-H-I, and another translation had R-A-A-H. So thank him. Remember, we're praying the scriptures. Thank him. I thank you, Lord, for being my good shepherd. I thank you, Lord, that you know everything that I need. I thank you, Lord, that you are my strong tower. Glory to God. He said that you shall not lack anything. I thank you, Lord, that you are my provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. I will not be in financial ruin in the name of Jesus. Thank him that you don't have any worries. You don't have any burdens. You don't have any cares. He said, cast them all onto him. He made you to lie down in a green pasture. And remember I mentioned that is giving you peace. That is giving you strength. That is saying, in him I live and move and have my being, and I don't have to be concerned because I know that I'm a tither. And he said he's going to rebuke the devourer for my sake. Oh, the doctor is telling me that this is on my body or this is going to attack me. Well, you know what? I believe the report of Jehovah Rapha, the great physician. So, no, you can lie down in those green pastures and you can rest knowing that he will lead you beside still waters, knowing that he is your healer. He is your peace. Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our peace. We praise you, Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace. And he says he restores your soul. Again, your healer. Jehovah Rapha. He said, sickness, it has no place. It has no place in your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and your body has to line up with the word of God. And you say that high blood pressure has to go, stroke, It has a name. It has to bow. Headache, you cannot stay on my body. My body is healthy. God has restored my soul. He is Jehovah Rapha, my healer. So remember, he's your healer. And he says he guides us in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, thank you for being my righteousness. Thank you for being Jehovah. And I'll spell this one to Sidkenu. T like Tom, S-I-D-K-E-N-U. He is your righteousness. Glory to God. And then we'll continue. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. God has not given you, TMC family, a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I thank you, Lord. You are Jehovah Nisi. Yes, your banner over me is love. It's protection. I will not fear. And Nisi is spelled N-I-S-S-I. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are my God. You are there. And Shammah is spelled S-H-A-M-M-A-H. He is with you. You do not have to fear. No harm can come to you in the name of Jesus. He gave his angels charge over you. Because Jehovah Shammah, God is there. Remember, he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He said he is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, Jehovah Shammah, being our God. Thank you, Jehovah Nisi, being our banner of protection. We will not be afraid. We will not be dismayed because we know the battle is not ours. It's our God. He is Jehovah Shammah. And you said, Lord, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He's your strength. He is, glory to God, your strength. He is, and we say, Jehovah Oz. Actually, it's spelled O-Z, like Oz, Jehovah Oz. And I may not be pronouncing it correctly, but glory to God, I know what it means. He's my strength. When I am weak, he is weak. He makes me strong. His grace is sufficient. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter what I'm going through, when I am weary, you give me strength, Lord. I can continue to press through. I can continue to draw. I can continue to make it to my destination because you are Jehovah Oz, my strength. Thank you, Lord. And you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Okay, those wolves, they got to go. Those attacks, those afflictions, they have to go because God prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies, Jehovah Nisi being your banner and Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts, and that is spelled S-A-B-A-O-T-H, the Lord of hosts. Our protector. Now think about this, and I thought this was really good when I was studying it. When you go before someone who's preparing a table, they always provide delicious food for you, and that's what God said. He's going to prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He's welcoming us. The blessings are going to overflow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how much he loves you. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he anoints our head with oil. And he says that our cup is going to overflow. That is Jehovah, my Kadeshkim. And I know I didn't pronounce that one correctly, but I'll spell it for you, family. M-E-K-A-D-D-I-S-H. K-E-M, he will anoint your head with oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for setting us apart. Thank you that you have a divine purpose for us, Jehovah my Kadesh King. I thank you, Lord, that we are your children, and you know the plan and the purpose that you have for us. And our head has been anointed with oil, and our cup is flowing. It's overflowing in the name of Jesus. You've been set apart, family. And you know, when a king made a covenant with one of his servants and he held a banquet for them, and this was back in the Eastern culture, they were anointed with a fragrance, a fresh oil, with a lotion. Just think about it. That's the anointing, the fragrance of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's with us always. He's never going to leave us. Glory to God. We are his ambassadors. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you so much for loving us that much. And then, surely goodness and mercy. One translation says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And you will, TMC family, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jehovah Shammah. And that's in Ezekiel 48:35. And Shammah is spelled S-H-A-M-M-A. So surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and love, his unfailing kindness, his tender mercy. We know they're new every single morning. Thank you. Thank you for being our good shepherd. Thank you because you are Jehovah Shammah. Thank you for loving us that much that your love follows us all the days of our life, and we're going to dwell in your house forever. So us as a believer, even though we may be walking through some dark valley, we will not fear because we know that God is with us. He's guarding us. He's guiding us. He's directing us. And you are coming out. You will go through in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you know what? He's faithful to his word. He gave us his word, and his word is not going to return void. He's the perfect shepherd. He's the perfect host. He's the perfect guide. He's the perfect protector. Okay, remember that higher hand, he left. He saw the wolves coming. He saw all those trials and tribulations that you were going through. Your friends were like, oh, no, I can't be part of this. Look what Job's friends did. They told him to go ahead and curse God. They were like, look, man, you got problems. I can't be around you. But God, he's there permanently, forever, forever. He will be with us. He will guide us. He will direct us. And we know that life, sometimes there can be uncertainties. But we know that when we follow the good shepherd, because we know his voice and the voice of a stranger, we will not follow in the name of Jesus. We do not listen to it. We have that eternal comfort because we know the good shepherd. We know who he is, and we know who we belong to. We belong to him. And as we put him first and we continue, and you're going to see when I continue next week and we get to the end what God has said. So whatever those trials and those tribulations are, know that they got to change. Know that you have the victory. Know that your God is in charge. He's the good shepherd. And we dwell in that secret place of the Most High God because we know that we hear his voice. Back to you, Minister Benita. God bless you all.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that word, Minister Robin. I told you guys you were going to get fed those words of encouragement, how you have favor by our good shepherd. Amen. There's a prayer series. So I know you need to listen to what Minister Robin was giving the message on the 23rd Psalm, how she dissected it. Minister Robin is on fire, praise God. So go and just get back and dial the 712-4 to get back to today's message, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and use the same PIN number. Go ahead and listen to this again. Listen to her series and get ready for her next week. Amen. Praise God. Minister Tiffany has us doing homework on Psalm 100, so be prepared for that. You notice this is an action call. We take action. And we are now going to bring forward, I mentioned her name, our songbird, Minister Tiffany, who is going to take us out in prayer, and she's going to bring forward our prayer request. Amen. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Minister Benita, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Take it away, sister. Thank you.
Amen. Jehovah God, we praise you. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know, perceive, recognize, understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is he who hath made us, not we ourselves, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say to him, bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endures to all generations. Lord, we thank you for your blessing upon us. We thank you that you look over us each and every day. We thank you that you are our way maker, that you are our refuge, that you are our shepherd and our strength, oh God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless the founders of this call, the founders of the DS of Artist International, the Diaz de Leon family, every single person in Artist International all over the world, oh God, for each and every caller that has dialed into the TMC call on this Friday and those that will listen to this recording after, Father, I pray that you would intercede in their lives right now as they submit and obey to your will, Father God, as they surrender and deny their flesh, Father God, that they would submit to you, Father God, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. We thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for the names, Father God, that Robin has given us that we could call out to you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for just keeping us and bringing us through this week. We thank you, Father God, that we are taking the limits off of you because you are a God with unlimited possibilities, and we thank you and we bless your holy name. So I'm lifting up my sisters and my brothers to you this morning. We pray, Father God, for the elite ladies of expression as they are out on the front line. I pray that you would completely heal President Marie Preston in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength, Father God, that she needs. Father God, continue to go forth in your name. We lift Paul Preston and the entire Preston family up to you this day, oh God. For the Weatherspoon family, Father God, I come lifting up Pastor Vanessa, Father God, her mother and her father, her brothers, in a special way, Father God. Strengthen the family and give total and complete healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for her faithfulness, Father God, and who she has been here on the TMC call. I lift up right now Miss Jackie Henderson to you, Father God. Continue to increase in her life, Father God. Bless her children, oh God. Father God, do new things in their life. I come lifting up Martha to you, her husband, Father God, in the post office, Father God. We know that confusion and chaos is not of you, Father God. So we rebuke it and ask it to cease right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their marriage right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for you said that when they made the vow, Father God, that no man would be asunder, Father God. So we ask that you would just do what only you could do in their lives, Father. I come lifting up Joni, Father God. Total and complete healing, I declare, right now in the name of Jesus, and that all finances that are needed will come through unhindered in the name of Jesus. For Althea Diggs, oh God, I praise you, God, for a successful surgery. I pray that you would continue to do great things in her life, God. For Christine Martin, arthritis is a name that needs to bow at the name of Jesus. And I pray that she would be willing and have an open mind to just try the Artist product. If the other medication is not working and Rucy has something for her, allow her to be open-minded to receive it. For all of the Olympic participants, Father God, please speak to their hearts and their minds. You have created them to be great athletes, Father God. I pray that they will not take that for granted and that they will run on in your name, oh God. I pray for Angela and lift her up to you. For Shirley, oh God, intercede in their lives right now. You are the
You are an awesome God, and you know what we are going through, Father God, before we even go through it. So we ask you right now just to lead us and guide us as we will move out of your way. Father God, bless each one of us. Keep us through this day, Father God, and never from your presence. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and it is done. Amen. Back to you, Minister Bonita.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister, for closing us out in prayer. And we definitely want to thank the message and the messenger, our minister, Robin. I want to make sure I let you know if you are in. I just want to make sure you know about our campaign, www.fillabottleandsavealife, for one of our very own, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. It's www.fillabottlesavealife. Any love offering is appreciated. Be that minister in the marketplace. Remember, we do better together. Now you are in for a treat. This day is Friday. Stick around. Stay on the line for your prayer requests. We love to hear your praise reports to see how God is moving in your life. Amen. And I'm going to now turn this call over to my sister, Minister Tammy. Are you there?
Manager Benita, can you hear me?
I sure can, sister.
Good morning. We're going to go directly into our praise report and prayer session. Thank you so much, Minister Benita. We just thank God for you this morning, for your faithfulness and for stepping up. We all work as a team here on the TMC, and we want to thank all of the callers on the TMC family for your patience this morning as we are going through. God is so good, and he puts people in position to do just what they need to do. He is our good shepherd, as Minister Robin said this morning, and we can go to him with everything that we need. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. As I said, we are going to go to our prayer request session and our praise report. We always begin with our praise report, and we are so thankful to each one of the women of God, and for Dr. PK, who is also on the line. Dr. PK, feel free to come in at any time this morning. I just want to thank God for you and Dr. Vanessa allowing me to serve, as all of the women are so grateful to be able to serve in this capacity. So if you would hit *6, you will be able to come into the queue. The box is open. You will hit *6, and that will bring you into the queue, and we will go ahead and take your praise report and your prayer request at this time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you, Dr. PK.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. We are so happy that each and every one of you are on the call. We thank God for what has happened this morning, the word of God that encourages us and informs us that we must pray, and that prayer is the most important tool that we have. And we thank God for our messengers and our prayer warriors. And we thank God this morning for Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, who is taking care of her parents at this time. I would just like to start off today by saying that when we put God first, then we can expect all of these other things to happen in our lives. Life is full of good things as well as some challenging things. And when Pastor Vanessa and I met up in 2008 to 2009, we were an artist, and artist's greatest challenge was the customer support. And we didn't understand Spanish. Everything was, it was really, really difficult for us. But on yesterday, I received this praise report because it's been a prayer of mine that this would happen for our Artist International family. And the report, this comes from one of our distributors. It said, "Greetings to you. I had the absolute pleasure of calling in and having Jonathan, number 7129, answer the line. This customer service representative is a wonderful jewel in this company of artists. His professionalism and caring attitude should cause him to be at the top. Jonathan, thank you for your superb customer service. Thank you so much. So we know that once customer service improves in any business, that the business is on a rise. So we thank God for that. I also thank God for the passion that I now have again for running and doing the business. And our purpose here on the Master's Call is to pray and cover down for this company. The origin of it was for us to pray for each and every person in this company, those who would like to come in the company, and we would like to get more praise reports and prayer requests about what is happening in the company for those who are working the business and those who would love to work the business. So we thank God for those of you who are on the line today and you have praise reports for prayer requests that have been made in the past for your healing so you can go forth and work in the vineyard, for your jobs, which will allow you to continue so that you can own your own business, and for relationships, because when we have our relationship right with God, we can have our relationship right with each other. And at this point, we have a 571 number on the line, and I'm sure that it's a praise report. So you are unmuted. Would you come and give us your praise report right now?
Good morning. This is Angela, Alexandria, Virginia.
Could you speak my up, praise is... bit, please? Could you speak up? Put the so that
can
we
you
can hear
me?
Not
can
so
you hear me,
good.
Dr. PK? Okay. This is Angela Hill from Alexandria, Virginia, and my praise report is just returning back home on Monday from Tennessee from our family reunion, and we had five generations of the Miller family, and I was able to see my grandmother, who is doing very well. She's not walking, so we're going to pray that some of these artist products work for her to give her strength back in her legs. But she's doing good. She looks healthy, and just to celebrate the family. So I just thank you guys for your prayers for my grandmother over the last few weeks. And I praise God for this call and everyone on this call. Prayers for my family and my son and my daughter and just my husband. I just thank you guys so much. You guys are so crucial and pivotal in my life at this time. So that's my praise report. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for that report, Angela. And it is family is awesome. That's one of the tenets of our business. Faith first, family second. At this point, we have 708 on the line. Would you give us your praise report?
Praise the Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts, this evangelist Gwen Beatty this morning.
Morning. Good morning. So good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Calling in to praise and thank God for his grace, mercy, and favor, that his stripes I am healed continuously. And yesterday and today have been two of the best days of my life since this diagnosis. God has moved in a miraculous way to put some things in place, and I am thanking him today. You know, I had a customer service praise report as well, along with my testimony. When you put out about my skin, you know, I was using the firming lotion gel, and I was also using the cream, the daily cream, along with some other things for my skin. And I'm still getting complimented, to God be the glory. People who are still finding out, looking at me and how God is preserving, but all that he has instructed me to do. And I wasn't feeling good the day the sister asked me what could she do, but I gave her my information, and customer service is helping her to order that product for me. And that a few months ago, I would have never just let her go through customer service. But God is good. And I know that everything went well. She said she was pleased with how that went. And to God be the glory, that's a praise report, because I needed that after you reminded me along with what I was doing. And my praise report also is that, you know, a young woman stood up in a benefit on May 26th and said she wanted to do a benefit in her at her prayer breakfast, and she is going forth to do a round two to further assist and aid me. And, you know, people don't have to do nothing for you. But the love that people have extended even through this TMC family, I'm giving praise and glory to God for how these sisters all over Brooklyn, New York, how Christine Shepherd all the way, and Tamia Keels from Columbia, South Carolina, you all don't know what you have done for me to see love in action and deed, not just by conversation. And, oh, my God, Sister Willa and Candy came to the first event, and they steal their family extensions. This is a praise report of God through his people, not just in conversation. And I'm thanking and praising God because he's moving by his spirit. I thank God for the sister that sent me the healing scripture CD, where I can play healing all night while I sleep. I thank for this meditation. I know, like Sister Robin preached this morning and taught us, as I was having that procedure done when this wound burst on me, and Dr. God bless her this morning, when Dr. Vanessa called and she didn't even know I was on my way to a mini surgery and encouraged my mother, who I want y'all to continue pray as God heal her. Do you know that God moved in such a miraculous way that I got a praise report on yesterday that I was taking care of the wound so well, had never been to the wound surgery, but because of the instruction of the Holy Spirit, I thank him for everything. I thank him for every phase. And I'm telling you, the not only the natural treatment, but the things that I have had to do to maintain prayer have taken me through. I know Jehovah Shammah. I know him to be the Jehovah that is there. He's been there for me. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but I wanted today to be on the praise side this morning, not just asking for prayer, because I see all the prayers that God is answering, and I'm just full of joy this morning. I'm full of thanksgiving. I'm fully persuaded that he, you know, these light afflictions, oh, many of them of the righteous, but God deliver us out of them all. And I thank him. I'm pressing into total deliverance. I know he's my healer. I thank you. I praise God you took the time to call me. I know we missed and hid. I left a message, but I feel your spirit. I know it's the prayers that got me where I'm today. I thank you for the website. We're going to update it on this week. I've sent updates. God is moving. He concerned about me. And I'm thanking God that the TMC family loved me today. My praise report is that I feel love. Every morning at 7 o'clock, I can feel a love. When you call my name, you don't know what that do for me. Lord, my body on fire right now with the Holy Ghost, because I know everything that is working, you can't work nothing unless God is in front of it. And I'm giving him the glory. I'm giving him the praise, because I am going into total victory, and I am open for what God is moving, doing in my life. And I thank God for each and every last one of you under the sound of my voice. At that next event, I'll be testifying about the goodness of God and how all you all have been a part of this miraculous healing. And I know God is writing it down in glory. I'm excited about what God is doing. So my praise report is to don't get weary in well-doing, saints, because I'm telling you, these finances and these prayers, they're working together to bring me to an expected end. And I'm excited this morning, and I give God the glory for you, Dr. PK. In spite of it all, you are holding on to the faith, and Dr. Vanessa, Lord Jesus is stand tall with her as she do all she do today. And I just want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and let you all hear from me that I am pressing on to a higher day. Just a special shout out. I'm praising God for all of you who have hit that site and all of you who are going to hit it. I know God is moving.
and he put it on these leaders' hearts. And I'm thankful to God because you didn't have to do it, but I'm glad that you did. And God has heard, and I know he's going to do something special for everybody connected. If you can't do nothing but pray, it's breaking through. I'm strong today because of prayer. I'm strong today because Jehovah Shammah is there. And I'm going to let you go. You know I could keep on going, but I'm excited right now in my sanctified soul. And thank you for this moment to give my praise report.
Sister Gwen, I don't want you to go anywhere because I thank God for you as well. Have been talking to some of the leaders in artists, and I don't know how you want to do this. You can give us your address, place it on. We can place it on the website, or you can give the address here. But we have some people who, being that we have a 60% off promotion right now, they want to send you some products, and they want to send you what you need, not what they just want you to have. I want to send you some of the Lavie pouches because they're so easy to carry around. And my husband used to drink. Well, his last saying was to me about the business was, don't give me any more Lavie because it is causing me to live. I don't want any more Lavie, thy baby. And so I come this morning asking, how do you want to do that? And we thank God that you feel so good this morning. We feel your energy this morning, and that is absolutely wonderful. So how do you want to give out your address?
Well, yeah, it's not a problem. My address is 4449 South Shields. That's H-S-H-I-E-L-D-S, like the shield, armor, and sword. And that's in Chicago, Illinois. That is 60609. And you can send that Gwen Beatty, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. That will come directly to me. And I'll get it directly. Again, that's 4449. That's 3 4s and a 9. South Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S. And that is Chicago, Illinois, 60609. And that is Gwen Beatty. My last name is B-E-A-T-T-Y. And I think that's on my website as well. You know, it's on the Save a Life, Fill a Bottle. And if you hit my web link that they have on there, the address is there as well for if you missed it. But it is listed on there. I get deliveries there all the time. It's no problem. And I have some other things that the doctor approved I can take because it's all natural and it doesn't interfere with my treatment plan. So I receive it, and I thank you for taking this time. I don't want to take up too much because I know you got other people, but that's perfect.
Well, praise God. We thank God for you. We thank God that you are a part of our artist family. I remember the first time I met you at Extravaganza and how our spirits connected and we hung out, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Extravaganza, the upcoming one. I am so excited about what God is doing, and I speak complete healing over your life. At this time, Sister Jackie, will you please come in and share with us this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Pastor PK. I just wanted to call in this morning and give thanks to the Lord. I'm thanking the Lord for hearing your voice on this call, not only on the call, but for facilitating the call-ins. I can remember back when you were on the call and you announced that you were leaving and how it left me in tears, but you never left us or forsaken us. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for the message this morning, how it resonated in my soul. Sister Robin Wilson, you're doing a wonderful job, as well as the other TMC family members. I don't mean to slight any of you, because all of you have been a total blessing to my soul. So I'm calling in and giving thanks this morning for this call and for what you are doing in my life and how you have helped me. And I also want to give thanks to God, hallelujah, for my father And a lot of you don't know the history of my father, and I won't go into it, but I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for bringing him back into the fold and him putting him back into the pulpit. And, you know, I've been here, and I've been telling people that I wanted to find somewhere where I can go where they would teach me and not preach to me, but teach me. And I went to hear my father speak one morning. He invited us over to speak, to hear him speak, and I thank the Lord that God has totally restored him. You don't know what a devil this man was and how his life was, and God has completely changed his life around. I grew up living with my father but not knowing him. But, you know, I thank God now I not only know him, I love him, I rejoice in him, and I thank God for what he's doing for our family. So today I give thanks for what God is doing in our family. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is so wonderful to hear your voice and hear your testimony and to hear you emphasize the importance of family and how God can reunite family. Thank God. We have another 718 in the queue. Come on in and speak to us. 718, you are unmuted. Star 6, and you can.
Yeah, this morning, this is Christine Shepherd here. I just want to say thank God this morning, and I just want to give him all honor and all glory this morning. And Dr. PK, it's nice to hear your voice this morning facilitating. Sister Gwen, it was nice hearing you also. And I just want to thank God and give him praises for my father's 80th birthday. He was 80 years a few days ago. And I just want to thank God that he's still in the land of the living where we can enjoy family and companionship. And I just want to, you guys, just lift each and every family up in prayer and just, you know, continue keeping on and don't get weary in well-doing. And bless God to each and every one. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Sister Christine. We thank God for you, and we are so excited about what God is doing in your father's life. God bless you. Next, we have you all. I'm walking all around in this house. I'm so excited. We have an 803 in the queue. If you could come on in with your praise report and prayer request. 803 star 6.
Yes, Dr. PK.
Yes,
this is Ken Cheeks in Columbia, South Carolina. And
welcome, sir.
I just want to just give praise and glory to God for this morning call. I will return to school to teaching on Monday of Monday coming. And I've had the pleasure of being able to hear the call live during the summer months, and it's just been such a blessing to me. Otherwise, I would have to go back and listen to the pre-recorded calls. But so I just want to give praise to the Lord because the calls, been able to listen to them each morning, has just been a blessing in my life. And as I head back to school, I want to ask that y'all pray for my students. I've been teaching for 25 years, and I've seen quite a change through the years. Our students are definitely under attack by the enemy, and I just want to ask for your prayers in covering them, that they may come and be energetic and be excited about learning. And I know I want to give praise for the artist products because they would definitely give me the energy that I need to go into the classroom and teach in an effective way. So that being said, once again, glory be to God, and thank you so much for what you all are doing on this call.
Again, I thank you so very much, and as you are preparing to go back to school, it just reminds me as well. He taught mathematics in high school for a little over 25 years. So I say to you, we are going to pray for you, pray for your students, and for the parents of the students, that we can have unity in your classroom. And let you know again, our products are 60% off today, and you can kind of load up on some so that you can have some of those pouches to carry with you to class, and we thank God for you and for what you do there in that classroom, and so glad that you were able to join us through the summer. God bless you. 501, you are in the queue. We are ready to hear from you. 501. 5101, sorry.
Yes, great morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear. Greg, how are you, Mr. Cartwright?
Oh, any better, I'd be twins. I'm great this morning. Wake up. I give God truly and tremendously the glory, Dr. PK. I'd like to say first and foremost, to God be the glory, and I would like to thank God for bringing you into my life. Just incredible, just a renewed spirit. I just thank you, and I thank God for everything that he's done, how he's blessing us and blessing us through you with your vision and with your knowledge and your leadership. I just can't say it enough. I don't really like to say that. I would like to thank him for waking me up in my right mind this morning with all my faculties, no illness, sickness, hurt, harm, or disease. I would like to thank him for removing all those things for all the artist family members and their family and their friends. I would like to thank God for whom all blessings flow. I would like to thank him for Miss Tiffany Lauderdale. It's just so innumerable. I'd like to thank this call for praying for one of my team members' mother the other week. I'd just like to thank God for everything. This morning, I didn't want to sit here tighter than a clam with lockjaw. I want to make sure I did give God the glory this morning first and foremost to start me on my way and to keep me throughout the day. And every person that's on this phone, every person's family and every person's friend and every person's foe. And I just want to thank you once again. I just want to share that and just a blessing to everyone that's on this phone, to everyone. And thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much, Greg Cartwright, for what you do for the artist family. I thank you for how you keep us connected. If you all don't have this young man's number so that you can get every call, just every call, then we need to know how to get connected, those who are not connected, so that you can get the they can receive the calls for the artist family as well. Could you give them the information on how to do that, sir?
Yes. If anyone would like additional information to
can
any of the
you,
calls,
sir?
Events, mm-hmm. It is 510. Can you hear me, Dr. Pika?
Now I can.
Okay, great. It's 510-932-5324. That's 510-932-5324, and that's my cell phone. That's my long lease, so I'm most accessible there. Call me
so
anytime.
If you all call him and say, put me on the list, you will receive four or five messages from him a day telling you where to get on the line, the replay back, the playback numbers and everything. I think you all need to know that he's not getting paid for that from the company, but God is truly rewarding him. Okay, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Our next person in the queue. Let me see who else we have here in the queue. Okay, if you want to come in the queue, just do star 6 and come into the Q&A portion so that we can get your prayer request or your praise report. I just want to thank you all, too, for praying for me, holding me up in prayer. I thank God for the powerful, powerful messages and prayers that you have prayed over me. Doing this past year. It's just been astronomical. At this time, 832, you can come forward and speak at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. Man,
good
you
morning.
Guys have really, you guys really have been a blessing this morning for me. I just feel all the energy from everybody. And I praise God for this call as well. I wasn't going to cue in, but as I have to sing tonight and tomorrow, and I haven't been hoarse in a long time, and as you can hear, I am, so I need your prayers for an evangelistic play that's going on tomorrow and for a wedding on tonight. So if you guys could pray for me, and if Miss Tiffany Lauderdale could contact me, Sharon Stowers, I was trying to send you an email Thursday morning, and I couldn't find your email. So thank you, and God bless all of you. It's good to hear you, Dr. PK. Good to hear you.
God bless you, and we are going to pray for your voice. I didn't get the name.
Sharon Stowers.
Okay, Sharon, God bless you. God bless you. We are going to pray. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask our prayer general to come back and pray for us. Okay, I heard that, Holy Ghost. The Lord said, you going to pray this morning. Okay, so I'm going to pray this morning as we close this call out. And I need to know if we have any other, do we have any other prayer requests before we get off? I want us to pray for each and every one of the Super Saturdays that are coming, that will be coming up this weekend. We are, I feel, in a new place in this company. It's like God has come in and just refreshed us, rejuvenized us, and have given us another chance. And God is not only a second chance God, he's a chance after chance after chance God. We also want to lift up and pray for all of those who have any illness in their bodies, that it is removed right now instantly. I want you to put on your calendars, and we start praying for those who are warring for this company in the spiritual realm, because we're going to have an hour of prayer on the third Saturday in August, and we will be getting that information out. You all pray for me as the ambassador, because we are going to do that call, and we are going to have prayer throughout the entire call. And so we've had one, we had over 200 people on the call, and not only that, we have had such great response since the call. You all, I have sold some products, and I'm asking that you all pray for the two-a-day strategy that Papa Diaz de Leon and the family want us to give two free experiences every day for 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Take Saturday and Sunday off if you choose to. That would give you 22 days to work your business. And wherever you go, I went to the bank yesterday, and I gave 5 experiences in the bank. So you can do it. You just carry your card, your little pouches, or whatever, and talk to everybody. That's your business. Open your mouth, and you'll open the doors of your business, okay? We want to make Papa Diaz de Leon proud. I want you to go in the back office and commit to the two experiences a day. I believe that God laid this vision upon the heart of this man, and I see him as a prophet. I see Papa as a prophet, you all. And he has helped so many, many people. But you've got to know what to do with money when you get money, so that you can go forward and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And so so many people are healthy. I am. I can breathe and talk, you all, because of what God has done for me. So through these products. So today, as we are preparing to close, let me just thank the team for everything that you all have done. I thank you so much. Tammy, you are working this board, girl. I thank you. Even whenever I mess up, you go back and fix it up. Thank you so much. You're going to teach me how to do this thing, too. And I thank our prayer general. I thank each and every one of you for all that you do to make this the master's call, so that his kingdom can be built and we can fight the devil. Oh, by the way, I want you all to put President Obama's name up all over everywhere. If you don't have this picture, and because the Bible tells us to pray for the leader, so I ask that you pray for him and Michelle and for their children as they are preparing to go back to school. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you this morning, we come giving you thanks. We thank you because you are God Almighty. We thank you and we praise you today because you deserve the honor. You told us, God, that if we lift you up, you would draw all men unto you. And so today, before we do anything, we're going to stop and say thank you. Thank you, God, that you've given us a mind to get up early in the morning, coming seeking your faith. Thank you for the willing vessels who have said, yes, I will pray. Yes, I will come and bring a word of encouragement. Yes, I will get up early in the morning and be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We thank you and we praise you for it. We thank you for the vision that you've given, Papa. We thank you and praise you for this artist family that have brought us together and that we are working together here. We understand that working together, everything is better because then we sow good seeds in good ground and we go out as lights in this world of darkness and we decree and declare that good shall overrule the evil. God, we thank you today. We thank you and we praise you that we are healed from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. We thank you for Sister Gwen Beatty. And so right now, God, we decree and declare healing for her. And we thank you for the success of her program and how you will use her to just attack this name, cancer, because the name of Jesus is above every name, and she will be able to be an example and a testimony of what you not only can do, you are doing and will continue to do in the lives of your people. We thank you this morning, and we praise you for family, God. Hey, glory. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the alignment of family. We thank you that fathers are fathers, standing up, providing for their children, not only financially, but spiritually covering for the children, praying over the children, anointing the children, speaking life into the lives of the children, into the spirits of the children. We thank you. We praise you today. And God, we pray for Pastor Vanessa, and we pray for Mama and Papa Weatherspoon, and we thank you, God, that you, God, your eyes are in every place, even in the ICU room, and your angels of healing, your angels of mercy, your angels are present there, restoring Dr. Vanessa's health and strength in Jesus' name. God, we praise you, God. We magnify you. And God, I ask now that you, God, will continue to bless us so that we will be healthy, wealthy, and wise, saved and sanctified. Keep us is our prayer as we go out today doing your will. And coming back on Monday with great, great success for being your people working in the marketplace. We love you, we thank you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. God bless you as you go forth and do great things for him and allow his light to shine through you. We're going to ask Sister Sharon to please stay on the line. We would like to speak with you and everybody else. God bless you as you go. Love you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Sharon, it's Tiffany. Are you there?